Okay. Start the next case in the Gemara. Over the next few weeks, we're going to try as best we can to cover as many of the cases of Niskeshenim to know what the Gedarim are, when Shenim have to be Marachik and when. Let's see. Gemara starts with Nevreches HaKaifsim. It seems to be easy enough. The Mishnah talked about a hole in the ground which was used as a washing machine. It was used to wash clothing. And it belonged to Kaifsim, apparently to people who that was their business, to do laundry. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua. Loi shanu ela min ham nechamtzon, ala min ha nedayon dalet amis. Seems that there are two types of virus. The way Rashi describes it, it sounds like one is the soaking cycle. What's the next cycle called? Soak, and then there's the rinse at the end. Soak and wash and rinse, right? So if the soaking is where it just soaks, and then you have the cycle where you rub it, where they have to rub the clothing to get them clean. So the soaking one is no problem. You could be within Gibel Tfachim. But Nidayon, which Rashi describes Mishafshifin Ba, that they rub the clothing there. So that's in the Vreches, where I guess they have people standing rubbing the clothing. So that needs Dalet Amis. Why does it need Dalet Amis? Rashi says, Hamayim Nitzim Le'rachek. The water spritzes to a great distance. Tanya Mihachi, Nevreches HaKaifsim Dalet Amis. Ayah Anan Tanan Gimel Tvachim. Allah Shema Milach, Rav Nachman. It depends which Nevreches HaKaifsim. The Ikad Rami Lamirma. Others said the same thing, but a different nusach. Rami Lamirma, they started with a kasha. Tanan Nevreches HaKaifsim Gimel Tvachim, Vatanya Arba Amis. And on that, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua, like kasha. Kan min ha mechamtzon, kan min ha nedayon. Rav Chiya Berei de Rav Avya had a third version. Masti la behedya. Elo kein herfim misras mechamtzon, lo kais lo gimel tfachim. So all three versions are saying the same thing. Just three refinim of the Messiah of how it was given over. But nedayon, you need dalet amis, mechamtzon, you need gimel tfachim. Sounds easy enough. Took out the Shulchan Aruch, it's a Sif in Shulchan Aruch with no commentaries, no Shach, no Taz, no Sma, nothing. Sounds like easy Gemara. I just didn't understand what's the problem here. What's the problem? Is there a problem digging a Nedayon bar next to somebody else's Rishus? The Gemara is saying you can't dig Nedayon Nevreches. This Nevreches, Nedayon, near someone else. You have to remember, we only ask a Gira Delay. It's got to be Gira Delay to answer. A regular Nevreches, if it's within three Tvachim, it's Gira Delay. So when I dig it and I put in water, the water goes into your wall. When I dig a bar, a Dalet Amis away, what Gira Delay is it? What's a Gira Delay? I'm digging a bar, it's 6-7 feet away. I'm filling it up with water. There's no problem. The problem would be later, the workers are going to come, and they're going to spritz water on your wall. So, there's a problem with the digging of the bar, of the Nevreches. It's a halachi, you know, I spritz water on other people's walls. Right? That belongs in Bava Kama, not in Bava Basra. You should know, there's a din, if you want to spritz water on someone else's wall, so you're not allowed to. You're a mazik. You're ruining his wall. What? Excuse me? But here we're saying it won't seep. See, if the Nedayon bar would seep, I would have no problem. But what's the hezek here when I dig the bar? When the workers come. So that's a chiddush atzum. You hear what we're saying now? We're saying, I'm digging a bar. And that's called gira deli because later the workers are going to come. And they're going to rub the clothing and it's going to spritz on the wall. Now, the water seeping is gira deli. I'm putting in water. And miyad starts to seep. What?
From the time of digging.
From the time of digging. So Taisi says that the digging softens the ground. And the mail of the water goes in. So we said that's gira deli. But here, it sounds to me like a big chiddush. There should be a ton of mefarshim on this. What's going on here? What? Therefore,
because it's not
the suya. So the nedayin is not aser. It's aser. We just say you don't spritz water. You should know if you're a laundry person. Be careful because you can dig any bar you want for within 4 hours. But later, when the ladies come to rub the clothing, they're going to spritz. That's going to be us.
So that's not us. It's not giving you a head to say, oh, you see, I'm a lavish person in the world because you see it says you have a person. No, it's not that.
Is that the way you understand? This is the digging the bar. Or in Achinami, digging the bar, you can dig whatever you like. The Isser is the ladies coming later and spritzing. How do you understand? We're here at the edge of saying a big chiddush. It depends how you learn this Gemara. You can learn this Gemara that the digging the bar is the problem. Because this digging a bar has a consequence that people are going to spritz. Well, no, digging the bar is not a problem, like I'm saying. Later, when lady spritz, we're going to stop them. So the Mishnah is Gemara saying, it's a taiva when you have to play the head. When you build in a way that's good. Okay, what the nafkamin is. Let's say I want to open a store. I have a house in a residential area. And I want to open up a store. I want to open up a chenos. I want to sell things. So we're going to say later, Chafamim pays, that the neighbors could complain. What complaint do they have a store? It says, "Eni yachalishan mekayel hanichnasin mekal hayaitzim." Well, there's traffic. There's too much traffic here. I'm opening up a store, and all the customers that come and go, they make a lot of noise. And there's two pshatim, either they make a lot of noise or they cause a lot of traffic. I can't get through. But either way, it's the customers that are making the problem. So what's the issa there? Who's over on the hezek here? The person who opens the store or the customers? Who's doing the problem? I'm opening a store. I'm not making any noise. I'm very, very quiet. But because I open a store, all the customers come and they make noise. That's called Gira Deli, to open that store? Is that Gira Deli? It's my Maisa that I'm making a noisy neighborhood because I opened the store? Or not? It seems, and we'll have to wait till Chafamid Beis, it seems from that Mishnah that it's called, I'm doing it. If I open stores, stores have a certain tendency. They bring in customers, they have traffic. If we're going to learn pshat there, that the tain is on the balachanos, I think we're going to have two ways to learn there. But if we're going to learn the tain is in the balachanos, which is definitely the pashtus of the Mishnah, so then we have a chiddush, which is the same chiddush as Nadayin. If you open up something in a way that causes, this is the way this business runs, what's the difference if it's a store and there are a lot of customers? Or if it's a kaifsim and the vreches are kaifsim, and there are people spritzing water, they work here all day. They spritz water. That's what happens when you build a nedayin. It's called gira delay for the builder because this is the way it's used. Even though it requires other people to come and do it, it's not nature. It's not because I open a store that's nature that people come. People decide to come. But that's also called gira delay. That's what we're saying now, L'chayr. This is the chiddush. If you learn Nedayin, the way I understood Pashit, that the Isser is, the digging of the Nedayin is Aser. Of course, if you want to dig a Nedayin and say, I don't plan to use it, you could do whatever you want if you don't plan to use it. You could open up a store and never use it either. We're talking a normal person, digs a Nedayin. The digging is Aser because it brings about the spritzing that comes later. Opening a store is awesome because it brings about the customers that come later. That's what seems to be the chiddush from this Gemara. And if there's no tumul here on the Gemara and the Mefarshim, probably because the tumul is on the Mishnah, Chafam Adais, where it belongs. But this seems to be the chiddush of this Nedayin. Chayra, and I think that this is true, that this is the Chiddush of this Gemara. Yeah. You may argue with me, and you may tell me, no, it's not Pshat. Calling the Gemara differently. You're allowed to dig the Nedai in as much as you want. Gemara is just telling you, you should know, lady, you're going to have a problem. The ladies are going to come. I don't know why I say ladies. I imagine laundry with ladies, but maybe whoever it is going to come. And they're going to work. The Chinamen are going to come, and they're going to scrub the clothing. And they're going to spritz the water on your wall. Later, it's going to be a problem. When the workers come later, it'll be a problem. Maybe you can learn the Gemara that way. You have a choice how you want to learn the Gemara.
Is this the first order just saying that Tazer to have to build, it's also to do with this also. But Rebbe is asking that if I say I'm going to dig the pit, to this type of pit, but not actually use it, so then it's mutter. So we see that. So how could it be
usher
dig the pit, but yet I could dig it
if I'm not using it? By chanos. The halacha is I can't open a store in a residential area because of the traffic. That's halacha. That's the Mishnah says. So now, what happens if I tell you, you come to me, you see I'm building a nice store. I tell you, no, I'm only building the store for the look. I don't plan to open business for business. So I'm allowed to. Right? So same thing with the Nadai, whatever.
So shouldn't that be right if the problem only comes when it actually causes?
Well, what we seem to be saying is that's a funny thing. Problem comes if you open, if you're building a chanus, then it's a problem. If you open a chanus that you're going to use for business, so the building, it's somehow ready gear or delay. It's already the outcome. Just like water seeps through a floor, the customers get attracted to a business. What? It's a tremendous chiddush to call it kira delay. I'm not saying it's not a. I think it's our chiddush also.
That's what bar. That's in Tosfos bar. They put water in afterwards.
As I said, the matunta is the problem. Yeah. To dig the bar, you're allowed to.
I understand
Tosfos
after
the defending one. Yeah, but there Tosfos said that the mirafu leila ara is makes him to kira delay.
But
that doesn't make you also to build the bar. You're not allowed to build the bar. You have to knock it.
Yeah,
if you stand building a bar without matzah, then of course it's more
later when you build it comes here.
Yeah, but the issur is already, if you plan to put in water, the issur is already when you start digging. Right? It's the same thing happening. Well, we see in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to dig a bar, even though you're planning to put in water, the water's not there yet. But because you're digging a water bar. So it's all, the construction takes two steps. It takes digging and filling. So saying, what a store. To get a store, you have to open the store and people have to come to buy. And to make a nevrech, this nevreches, his plan is to build a place that you can do laundry and to bring people to do the laundry. I'm not saying it's not a chiddush. It's a chiddush, but it seems to be the emes lamite that comes out. Now you may argue still and say, no, the yisr is not the digging, even when you plan to do a laundry. It's later when the people come. So the Gemara, I can't prove that that's not pshat. However, let me tell you a tshuva sarashba. And that's a chmir, you have to look and see if I'm right. But I think from the tshuva sarashba, it's not the way we're saying it. This rashba's tshuva is in the Beis Yosef, in Simen Kuf Nun Gimel. Ois Yud Tes in the Beis Yosef. He brings it there word for word. The Chuvah Sarajba. The Rajba was asked about someone that was opening leaders and gutter, again, with the water running out. From the Shail, it's not clear, but from the Rajba's Chuvah, it's clear it was rainwater coming off of a roof. And somebody wanted to let it out into his own alley, laying on the ground in his alley. And he has a neighbor who has a wall nearby. Who's complaining? The neighbor has a wall nearby who's complaining. So this person is saying, he's saying two times. He's saying, first of all, it's not my rainwater. That's mazik you. It's God sends rain. It's not my rainwater. I shouldn't be responsible for the rainwater. And secondly, he tainted, it's not going on your kaisel. It's going in my karka. It's at a distance from your kaisel. And at this distance, whatever has it comes, it's not given to me. That was the taina of Shimon, of the one who was building. So the Rajman, his tshuva, says two chidushim. The first chidush he says is that the rainwater is considered to be yours. Now this, we're going to talk about yet later in this man. The Raj Rashita is, when it rains on your roof, it's your rainwater. The rainwater has a din of yours, and you're responsible for it. Being mafka is not going to help you. Rain that lands on your house, whatever, you're responsible for what happens with the rain. Now this Nakuda, it's not clear we passed it like him. There's a Ramah that's done on this. So the rainwater part we'll talk about yet. We'll talk about. The second part is Nageyati Asodya. The Rashba says on the Taina that it's not Gira Delay. Because the water is landing at a distance from the other person's wall. And it only occasionally, when it's a heavy rain, it spritzes to a distance. So if the Rashba, it's not a Taina. It's similar to Nadayan, to this Gemara of Nadayan. We're also, the water is not constantly going on the other person's wall. It's occasional. And it's only spritzing, it's menatsin, it only spritzes there, it's not seeping through the ground. It's spritzing on the wall. So he says, the same thing is mamish your case. You are marchik, your marziv, the water coming down so that the big puddle doesn't hit his wall, attack it doesn't hit his wall. But if the heavy rain is going to cause it to spritz on his wall, that's aser. And you can't say it's not gira delay, it's gira delay just like our Gemara. Just like the Dalet Amis of our Nivreches. As I state in the Rashi. Now, how did the Rashba learn this Gemara? Like I'm learning? Or like Yanki is learning? Did this Rashba, Clara, did not learn the Gemara that the Isser is later when the cleaning men, the laundry men come and they spritz, that the Isser is Adam and Mazik, when they come and they spritz. If Pshat Na Gemara is that the people who come later are doing it, so then it's not a raya. The right Shimon was saying it's not gira deli. It's just the spritzing of the water. It's not gira deli. So bring a raya from our Gemara, it is gira deli.
Well, our
Pshat Gemara is the second person who's doing it. If the Issa starts when the second person does it, there's no raya to that Gemara. Because here, the Issa starts when the second person does it. It's klar. What?
By rainwater is the name. Something's going to happen.
Right. Yeah, but let's say he's going to tie in that the rainwater, it's not gira deli, because what I do, I put up a gutter and there's a puddle, and a lot of rain, it comes, it spritzes. It's not my mind. Something that comes later, it's a little later. That's his time.
It makes a way for the water. They got the water that's going to be there, but it will rain. It gives it away.
Can you prove from Agamara, the way you're learning Agamara, could you prove from Agamara that I'm wrong if I time that this is not Gira Deli? The rain is spritzing on the ground and it's flying away. It's something that's happening. It's not my mind.
Because eventually it'll do something wrong.
So the point is that in Agamara, the digging is awesome because eventually it'll do something wrong. That the Isser is digging a Nadayan because eventually the normal use of a Nadayan is that it causes spritzing. So same thing with the Yenna gutter, the normal use of it is that eventually it causes the spritz. So then the way I'm understanding the Gemara, that our Gemara's Isser is the Isser on digging the bar because eventually it's going to cause some spritzing to take place. Then the Rashba makes sense. You're not allowed to put a marziv in a place where eventually, in its normal use, it's going to cause spritzing to happen. It's not that Pshat Na Gemara is that the people who come later are doing this. That's not the Vart. The Vart is that what happens if I build a public laundromat? Today, nowadays, they have laundromats that someone builds it, and someone else comes in and uses it. What if I built such a nevreches, a nadayin, in a neighborhood where I'm opening it? Anybody who comes could use the nadayin. Now, Jews are not going to use it because they don't want to spritz water on the other person's wall. That's awesome. So Goyim are going to come and use it. Am I not allowed to build a Nadayim? This depends on how you learn this Gemara. You know, if the Yisr is the digging, because eventually it's going to happen the way the Rashba understood, and it's awesome. But if Goyim do it, or if the clouds do it, it's all the same. If you're going to tie now, the Pshat in the Gemara is that the digging is mutter. It's later the people who use it, it's awesome. And maybe then you have to tie, our Gemara is talking that I'm hiring workers and they're doing it. So then it's awesome later when my worker spritz. There'll be an afkamina in a case where Goyim want to come and use it. That they can use it. I mean, whatever time you'll have on the guy, you'll take the guy to his entire, whatever you want. But I think the correct way to learn is this way. It's still a big chiddush, still needs gedarim. What's the geder of gira delay? That's the chiddush. You're calling a gira delay. That's not something I do. Someone else comes with his own seichel and washes laundry here. Tremendous chiddush to call a gira delay. Well, the chayr is the same chiddush as chafam and beis. If I open a store, other people with seichel come, and there's an iser. So I have to understand what the gedarim are there. I know this is what they talk about there. So whatever the gedarim are there, we're going to have to compare it to here and see. Let's see what it is. We just have to make sure we get the chafam and beis in adequate time to figure out the gemara. But this, from the dayan, seems to be a chiddush in the gemara. Okay, with the rain, hopefully we'll still get to the rain. What are the other half of the Rajma? It's interesting. I had once a sikhsuk between two neighbors. They have adjoining houses. Two family houses that were attached to each other, like my house. It wasn't neat, but it was like my house. The same type of setup. And there's a valley. Each house is peaked, and there's a valley. So one neighbor was getting rain damage in the ceiling. The rain was coming in. So they called the roofer and they redid the roof and the valley between the two houses. The rain kept on coming in, so the roofer went up again. The roofer says, your neighbor's side, his roof is all ratted and the water comes through and he has to fix his roof, it's causing you damage. So they went to the neighbor and they said, your roof is bad. And the neighbor said, I don't have any damage. Apparently the way the roof was tilted, I don't know how, why, but the water tacker ran under the shingles of the neighbor, and then it ran down the beams, I guess maybe from the speed of running at an angle, ran straight into the other neighbor who fixed that roof, ran into the house and caused them damage. And they were furious that the other neighbor is mazik me, has to fix the roof. I don't know. So what's interesting is, this morning I was looking at this Rajba's Chiddush, that rainwater is taka the responsibility of the person who it is. And there's a Ramah that argues. I looked up in the Sivis, and in the Sivis, the way he brings, it's Mamish the Shaila. You're talking about a Shaila, you know, from the year 2000. The Sivis is 250 years ago. But he quotes a Tshuva Sarivash that was 250 years before him. Exactly the same Shaila, Reuven and Levi have shared roofs, and the water runs out to Reuven's roof, and then it runs into Levi's, and Levi's tiny to Reuven, that get your water away from me. I mean, exactly. Look, it's the Reis Samach Dalet, the Sivas Beis. Mamish, exactly this Shaila. And it appears that the Rivash disagrees with the Rashba. The Rashba says the rainwater lands on your roof, it's your responsibility, it's yours. It seems that the Rivash disagrees. The Rivash holds that the rainwater is not my responsibility, just was the land on my roof. That's what it seems from this tshuva. You have to see it. The Rivash is we pass them like the Rivash. The Ramah brings the Rivash in Kufna and Hesif David. Work out exactly what he says. I'm hoping we'll yet get in the perek to issues of water damage. I'm mentioning it to you because that's what it is in Chashon Mishpat. Very often you're sure you have a tefiyah on the other person. You're positive. Mamish positive. And the you look at Chayshim Mishpat, then it's not true. It's not Emes. What? Maybe it's different if it flows and it doesn't stop. But the Rashba, I think, is the same thing. He's talking about a gutter that brings rainwater down from the roof. Now, I don't know if his roof was a flat roof and it sat there for a while. He doesn't say. Just talks about it.
I opened up the gutter and let it fall into my chatzah.
That's true. The Rashba's case, it lands in my chatzah. So maybe it's different because it lands in the chatzah and it becomes your water. Maybe right. Maybe right. Chatzer and chilek. So it's running through a chatzer, running down a roof, you're not kind of. Okay. It could be. Could be. There'll be a chilek if it's running or it's not running. Or it stands still. Could be. Okay. The chilek might be the chilek. The kinyan. More than. He's saying that when it's running, we had in the Mishnah in Bav Metzia, Daf Yud Yud Aleph, we had the Mishnah talked about a tzvi rats. If there's a tzvi running through your field, your chatz is not kind of, because you can't stop it, it's running through. This neighbor, when the water lands on his roof, his chatz is not kind of thin, he can't stop the water. If he climbs up, he can stop the water. But where he is right now, he can't stop the water. So if he can't stop the water, it shouldn't... shouldn't be kind of. You had a get in the same thing, right? If you put a get and someone's hand is, the woman's hand is slanted, and you put the get and it runs off, that you're not kind of. So it could be there's such a chilek. If the rainwater is running, I'm not kind of. If I'm sitting, then I'm kind of. Yeah. Okay, I'll go upon him. This is the Gemara of Nedayin, and like I said, it seems to be a very simple Gemara, but when you think about the case, it seems to be a tremendous chiddush that that digging the Nedayin is already a problem because the what comes later. That's called Girat Elayin. Tremendous chiddush. So I have to hopefully we'll have to see. Certainly, it's a chiddush if you hold that to be that Girat Elayin is miyad. Taisa Shita. Girat Elayin has to be miyad. Check out the chiddush. The hezek starts miyad. How does the hezek start miyad? It's hard to understand. It needs a hezek. How does the hezek start miyad by Nedayin? If your whole Girat Elayin has to be miyad, that was Tyson Muki Yosef held. What kind of miyad is there? It's not even miyad when the water is in the nevrachas. Only when the people come and they scrub and they make a choice. Okay, the next case is Besad Besid. Okay, this already there is a tumult in the Achrayim about the sugya of Sad Besid. I mentioned it to you earlier on Daf Yud Zayin. Yibayelu Besad Besid Tanan Idilma Isid Besid Tanan. That's shot in the Mishnah. They're digging a bar. You have to be marchik gimel tfachim. We're not talking about Nedayin anymore, we're talking about a normal bar. Normal bar, you have to be three tfachim away. Bisad besid. Doesn't mean three tfachim away, plus you have to plaster the walls. Aydilma aysid besid tanan. Well, maybe it means you have a choice. Either be marchik gimel tfachim, or line the walls with sid. So the Gemara's first impression is pshita de bisad besid tanan. Of course it's and sad besid. Why? The sakadaitach oisid besid tanan im kein larvinu v'lisninu. Let it combine it. Larvinu v'lisninu. Let it combine together with the cases later of harchokis gimel tvachim. Why does it say it separately? That's the pshat. It should say it together with the other ones that are harchokis gimel tvachim. Why does it say it separately? To tell you that the ratio is different, that you're not enough harchaka. Nina harchaka and sad besid. So the Gemara, no. Dilma Mishon Bloy Dami Hayezeka Layezeka Reisha Hezeka Dematunta Sefer Hezeka Dehavla. So since it's two different Hezekim, so the Mishnah separated them. Good. Toshma Rabbi Yehuda Omer Sela Hababi Yadayim. We had this case as well. Sela Hababi Yadayim. That was earth that falls apart when you hold it. Very loose earth. Zechay for bayre mekan, zechay for bayre mekan. Zemar chikimot fachim v'sad v'sid, zemar chikimot fachim v'sad v'sid. So there you need sid. Tama de babi yadayim, la babi yadayim loy. We see by sad v'sid is a separate mishnah to tell you that it has separate dinim. It has separate dinim of sid. So, but otherwise, it wouldn't. So tomorrow, loy who had dinner forgot the loy babi yadayim. Nami sad besid. Babi yadayim says loy. Sakte chamina kimin the babi yadayim libay rav chetfei kamash mola. Again, the issue is why is there a separate price of sad besid? Why is it separately? So the Gemara wanted to say, you know, why there's a separate price? Because only that needs sid. Only that needs sid. So the Gemara no. No, the chiddush is that gimel tefachim is enough. Even babi yadayim gimel tefachim is enough. That's what the Gemara answers. Now, just to remind you, we paskin. We depends who. The girsa of Taisvis was that we paskin like Abaya. That you're allowed to be Seinuch L'chatchila. That you're allowed to be Seinuch L'chatchila. Right? So the Gemara on Yedzayin Amid Beis brought a Toshma from Sela Hababi Yadayim. That you, by Sela Hababi Yadayim, you're not allowed to be Seinuch L'chatchila. Because the Mishnah says, Zachay Fabayar Mekan, Zachay Fabayar Mekan. Normally, whoever's first wins. Over here, whoever's first doesn't win. The Gemara answered, Babi Yadayim Shani. Babi Yadayim is different. Since Babi Yadayim is such a big hezek, he can't even go first. That's how Abaya answered. Now, if we don't pass like Abaya, there's nothing. That Gemara has nothing to do with us. But if you hold, we do pass like Abaya. So, why did it chop on a case of Babi Yadayim? To tell you a chiddush. That you could be Simon, you could be that the first person can't go first. Everywhere else, you could be Simon in the first place. But here, you can't be Simon in the first place. That's why it's said by Babi Yadayim. Right? See, if so, when the Gemara answers here, Loi, where it says, why does it happen in the case of Babi Yadayim? I would think you need to, how you need more space. Kamash Balan, you don't need more space. Chayyur, the Gemara should have answered. A better Terence. Why did a chapam babi yadayim? To tell you that you're not allowed to be sainich even lechatchila. Right? Babi yadayim itzrichlei. Because babi yadayim, even you're first, you can't be first. Because abay is baida by babi yadayim. It would seem that the Gemara should have said that Terence. If you're going by abay. No? That babi yadayim is a bigger chiddush because of. Because you can't even go first by Babi Yadayim. Some of the answer is that even like the Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Chananel, who said Rav is Maida to Abaya, we said he's Maida to Abaya except in the case of digging. The Kol Maru Maru Marpi Leilara. So since we pass him like Rav, this Gemara is going like Rav. By bar, even if you say Rav is made to Abaya, you're allowed to be Saimah. But by digging, the Rav still holds, it's also to be Saimah. Even by regular earth. So our Gemara is going Ladina, like Rav. Once say Teres is true, like Rav. And since like Rav, Babi Yadayim, Itzrichalei is not true. Because any digging, you have to be Marchik, you can't go first. So therefore there's no chiddush in Baba Yada. The tumul here, this is the Gemara. The tumul here on this Gemara is all mistaiviv on a machlaikis, the Rashi and the Rambam. Gemara itself is a very easy Gemara. Yisad besid or Isad besid. You know, we don't have any problems. We have no clue how fast water seeps through a bar and doesn't seep through a bar. So the Gemara says this way and that way, we have no problem. What's the halacha in the maskan? That's where the tumul comes up. The Gemara was not patient to see by it. Gemara was not patient to Ibaya. What should be the din? If you're not patient to Ibaya, I want to dig a bar. Do I have to put Sid? Kashtus? I want to dig a bar. Should I have to put Sid? Ibaya de la Yifshita. Hamaytim mechaver alav araya. So I'm going to dig a bar. I don't have to put Sid. I can do whatever I want in my rishos. You want to force me to do Sad b'Sid? You have to prove it. And that's what the Rosh says. The Rosh says, Shita Sarash is that since it's an Ibayid al Yifshita, you have a choice, either be Marcha Gimel or Sad b'Sid, you do not have to do both. That's Shita Sarash. The Rambam says you need both. The Rambam says you need Gimel Tfachim plus Sad b'Sid. Why? Why? So there are some who want to answer that the Rambam holds it's not an Ibayi Dola Yifshita. I think the Magen Mishnah brings those who want to answer that it's not an Ibayi Dola Yifshita because the Gemara used the Lashon Pshita the Sad V'Sitana. But the Gemara tried to be Paishit the Pshita of Yisad V'Sitana and he brought a Raya. So even though we slugged up the Raya, but we see the Gemara's Netiya is that you need both. And that's why the Rambam passed him that way. And I look at the Shita Mukubetzas, he does bring that the Rambam says that. I think the Rambam and the Ravid, that they say you need both because it's not anybody the way you should. You need both because the Gemara said Allah should Shita the Vasad Basitanan, because we see the Gemara's Naita to that direction. However, all of the Paiskin, the Gra, says that the reason the Rambam says you need both is because that's the Rambam Shita by Nibayit Olay Yifshita. In this Perek, by Nibayit Olay Yifshita, Shita Sarambam is that the Mazik has to be Machmir, not like the Rush. The Rush says that the Mazik could be Mekel. He could say, if you want me to put Sid, you prove it to me. And that the Shita Sarambam is not that way. Shita Sarambam is that when you have a question, the person who might be a mazik, he's the one that has to be machmir. And they bring a raya from Ibayis later, and Afchaf is an Ibaya. In the case where we had somebody was upstairs, someone is downstairs. The downstairs person wants to put in a refes baka. The upstairs wants to put in a itzur shoperis. So we said the halacha there is whoever comes first. Right? If the refes comes first, so he's allowed to do it. And then the it's too late for the itzur. If the itzur comes first, then the refes can't do it. Whoever comes first, either because you hold Dirashani, or because you hold a kabaya, that whoever comes first always wins. But that's the halacha, whoever comes first. And the Gemara is Nibay. Kibay veribay tzmai. If the person did renovations upstairs for an Eitzer. He cleaned it up and he set it up for an Eitzer, but he didn't move in Paris yet. Is that called he came first? Because he already showed his intention to use it as an Eitzer? Well, no. If the refes bucker gets there, if it's a race, whoever gets there first, if the bucker gets there before the Paris, then the bucker is first. So Gemara's in Ibaya, he bates. Kibay, if you cleaned it out, you swept it out, the rebates, and you settled the dust to prepare the place, my, and the Gemara is not patient. The Rambam says, la halacha, that you have to be machmir. That kibay the rebates, you can't move in your refes bakar. So we see, it's not only this Gemara, but generally in this parak, the Rambam Shita is that we have anybody to leave Shita. By the leaf shita, you have to be the mazik has to be machmir. That's the Rambam shita. So we have a machlokes the Rosh and the Rambam, not only by Sod B'Sid, but all the cases of the parak. What is the halacha by the by the leaf shita? Yeah, but since the Gemara has it, it says that it's a by the leaf shita, so the Rambam in his own svara. Can't argue with the Gemara. The Gemara has a bad way of shita. So Misvara, the Rambam can't be Mechriya one way or the other. The Gemara says it's a taker. So the person could say kinli that it's not. The Rambam can't say from his own Svara if the Gemara obliges anybody. Can't be Mechriya. But my Kligi, why does the Machlaikis what to do by a suffix of a Masik? I mentioned to you on Daf Yud Zayin, Rav Ruvain's Mahalach. Rav Ruvain in Simen Ches has a very interesting Mahalach. He's actually not the first one. The words he uses, he's just being Masber. The words he used, I believe he brings from the Gra. The Rambam holds that this is a Suffolk Isser, and the Rosh holds it's a Suffolk Mamun. The Rosh holds, push it, this is a Suffolk and Dini Mamun. This is a Maisi Mechabeir, I love a Raya. You want me to put up a Sid? I don't want to put a Sid. Pashim. The Rambam holds this is a case of Suffolk Isser. It's a case of Isser. What type of Isser? Every stealing is Isser. So Ruvain, we were Marich then. Reb Ruvain brings the Kuntras HaSfeikas as Kasha. Why isn't every Gezeila a Suffolk Isser? Every Maisi Mechabeir Varaya. I'm not sure if I owe you money. Why don't we say it's a Suffolk Isser of Lois Sigzal? Or that the Kasha of Kunshas HaSveikas asked. Every time it should be a Suffolk Isser of Lois Sigzal. So we have two approaches. And that approach is the Machlokes the Rosh and the Rambam. The Rosh goes with the approach, it's not Lois Sigzal, because the taitch of Lois Sigzal is to take money which are not entitled to Alpi Halacha. The halacha defines gezeila. If I'm not sure if I owe you money, and the halacha is on potter, I'm vaday not over on my sigzal. Even if klapi shmaya galya, I do owe you money. You say, we're not sure whose animal did damage to your field. I don't know. The animal was my animal, a different animal. So, what's your chayav araya? I don't have to pay. Maybe in shamayin, you know, there's a video of what happened, and it was my animal. So Zot, the Mahalach of the Tumim's Shita, the Mahalach of the, which we're calling the Rosh Shita, is whatever Halacha says, that's the, whatever Dini Mamanis Paskins, that's the Halacha in Mamanis, there's no less things on. So Mamela, the Rosh holds the same thing here. It's like all Dini Mamanis, there's no less things on by Dini Mamanis. The Rambam will go with the other Mahalach. The other Mahalach was, if it's a suffix of I owe you money or not, why is it not a suffix like sigzal and I should give it to you? Because when I give it to you, you'll have a suffix like sigzal. So, what do I gain by giving it to you? If I hold it, I have a suffix isser like sigzal. I'll give it to you. I give it to you, you have a suffix isser like sigzal. So you leave it by the mozik. That was the second approach to the kunchus asfekis is kash. Reb Ruvain is saying that the Rambam holds with that approach. That normally Mamanis is a Suffolk Isser. But in a case where it's a Shaila, if I have to give you cash, it's a Suffolk on both sides, so that's why Suffolk Isser doesn't play a role. We say, I'm going to have a ride. That's by Suffolk, where it's a Suffolk, I have to give you money. By Harchokas Shreinim, by Harchokas Nezikin, in a case such as Agamara, it's a Suffolk. How much I have to be marchik? I'm doing sad b'sid. I don't want to go three tefachim away. It's a suffix. Do I have to go? I'll say I didn't go three. It's a suffix. I need sad b'sid. If I'm machmir, you're not over gezeila here. If I'm machmir and I'm marchik more, and I'm machmir and I put sid on the walls, it's not like sigzal on two sides. If I don't do it, it's a shayla, maybe I'm overlay sigzel. But if I do it, you're not overlay sigzel. You're not taking anything from me. So in this case, the Rambam holds by, in this case, Shcheinim, it's Safik Isser. And since it's Safik Isser, that's the Mahalach Rebruvim, the explanation of why the Rambam holds that you have to be Mach. The first person, well, the question of whether our Mishnah is going on the first person also, or just on the second, will be totally in the Machlekes of Ayin Rava. And how we paskin on going first. If we paskin that Rava is not the Tavaya. Why, the first one. Well, what should the second one pay for what the first one does? In all the cases of the bar, we didn't have that one has to pay for the other. The only time we ever had you have to pay is on Chafei Midbeis by the tree, where they have some rules, but they said, yeah, somebody has to pay. But in all the other cases of Niske Shcheinim here, the person who pays is the one who's doing it in his property. So you're not able to say so, because I spent more money to be Machik by Nisikim from you.
Kimli.
And I buy it the leifshita and dina mom, and you could say Kimli. If it's dina, if you hold this dina yisser, you can't say Kimli. You can't say, well, it's machlekes if this is shatnez or it's not shatnez. Kimli, it's yes shatnez. Kimli, it's not shatnez. I'm going to wear it, but it's a suffix shatnez. You have to be machmir. By isurim, there's no Kimli, only by mom. This is one mahalach. This is the mahalach we once spoke out. What? By mamun. By mamun, I could say, you'll take a mamun for me. But if it's something gets on both sides, right, you'll take a mamun for me. By where? By Niskashkainim, you mean? By Niskashkainim. What you want to say, I'm going to get to now, I think. The other mahalach which Reuven brings is to go back to the Tshuva Sarajba and Kimli that we spoke out yesterday, the day before. The Tshuva Sarajba was that if we're Shcheinim and I want to do, what was his case? Kutro Beis Akisei. I want to do smoke. I want to put a Beis Akisei in my Rishus. We did a Kenyan. It's a suffix if a Kenyan works for Kutro Beis Akisei. So I want to say Kimli, that I'm allowed to do it. The Rajba's Kiddush was that you can't say Kimli because you're a Maitzi. Because you're being Maitzi from someone else, his chusim that he has. He has a right to build a wall. He has a right to live at the edge of the Rishus. And when I do something that damages, that takes away his chusim, his property, the Rajba said that you can't say Kimli. You have to be Machmir. Because every Shachin who built something in his Rishus that prevents the other person, his other Rishus, from doing something, he's a Maitzi. The Rajba's Chiddush was, I'm being Maitzi rights from you. But when I go first, I'm being Maitzi something you have a right to. That was the Rajba that Rabbi Kiva Eger brought. Zakt Reb Ruvein. Again, this is Simchas. This is his first mahalach. I spoke at the second mahalach in Daf Yud Zayin. We had not learned the Rashba yet. But here, if you look in the beginning of Ois Beis, his first mahalach is to say that the Rashba is like the Rambam. The Rambam was like the Rashba. That this is a case of a neighbor doing something and causing the other person to lose his rights. And therefore you're a Maitzi, and therefore the Rambam holds you have to be Machmir, just like the Tshuva Sarajba's Chiddush. You can't say Kimli when you're causing someone to lose rights in his Rishus. He doesn't lose rights, he loses use in his Rishus of certain things. That's called a Maitzi. So later he can't stop you, he can't tell you to take it away. So then, that's the other Mahalach of the... Yeah. What I would like, what we have to figure out, is the following. This Rashba, it's very nice to say the Rashba is like the Rambam, the Taka the same, it shtems. But it's a lazy man's way to do it. What we have to do is we learned Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, well, there's a Chuvas HaRashba, there's a Chuvas Maribal, they're saying opposites. We have to find a middle ground and make them shtim. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva Eiger made a chilek. We have to go back to that Rabbi Akiva Eiger's chilek, which Rabbi Reuven does, and see if Rabbi Akiva Eiger's chilek shtims with our Gemara, shtims with our Rambam. You want to say the Rambam is like the Rashba? It's only going to work, I mean, if Rabbi Akiva Eiger is right, it's only going to work that way. So that cheshbin I'd like you to do for tomorrow, the Beis HaLevi, in the Beis HaLevi Chelik Beis, the Tshuva Memvav Ois Beis. He goes through the Cheshbon. It's funny, he doesn't bring Rabbi Akiva Eiger, but he says the same Chelik as Rabbi Akiva Eiger, without bringing the Maribal. He says the same Nafkamina, depends if there's a Vade Mazik, Safik if you have a right, or if the Safik is, are you a Mazik? And then he plugs it into Agamar to Sad Besin. So Yitz Hashem for tomorrow, I'd like to go through that Beis HaLevi, which is the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, which is the Hainu Hach. I'm also going to start the Gemara Ben Etaynim, conscious of trying to keep on going. So the next piece, which is a very easy piece of Gemara, I'd like you to be prepared for.